Does your mother come from Oh, ouch. Sorry. Oop. Does your mother come from Ow. I'll just throw that in there. It'll be fine. Shh. I hope.
Susan.
Oh.
What are you doing in here?
Hi, Josh. Do you know what? I was going to make you a surprise dinner today.
Hang on, you're gonna make dinner?
I mean, is that bad?
What have I done wrong to deserve this?
Excuse me. It's my little gift to you, Josh.
Is this mess a gift to me as well? Look at this!
Look at what?
This! It's like a pig's been running around in here.
I didn't notice. I was too busy concentrating.
Concentrating on what? What have you been making?
Oh, it's a surprise, Josh.
What's the surprise? there's nothing edible inside it?
It's a treat.
This?
Yes. I'm planning on a big Irish dinner this evening.
Did you cook a leprechaun?
Josh.
Right, now, I've had enough of that. I'm gonna have to clean this whole kitchen and by the smell of it, cook something entirely different to this. Look, I know. How about you go up into the woods again? Or, you know,
you
go for a walk.
You up into the woods, Josh?
Yeah, you just go for a nice, lovely walk. It's lovely outside.
Would you not like any help cleaning the kitchen?
It'd be a really big help for me today, if you were not in the kitchen.
Will you not touch my turnips?
What turnips? I don't see any turnips.
Oh, I've hidden them. I'm missing Ireland today, Josh. I'm planning on a big Irish dinner. I'm very sick today.
I'll see if Claire can help me.
Right. Okay, well, I won't be too long. I mean, can I come back eventually?
Yeah, but be careful. It's like a million degrees outside.
All right, I'll see you later.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Instead of kisses,
we get kicked.
Oh, it's too hot to be cleaning today. Oh, at least it's done now. Right, Hans are making this stew. Oh. Who's leaving turnips all over the floor? Oh. Now I've sprained my ankle. I'll have to call Claire and Nora to see how we can make this stew. Hello, is that Nora?
I'm at the moment, yeah.
Oh, could you put your mum on, please? I'm just making an Irish stew like your granny's, but I've tripped over a turnip and sprained my ankle. Can I put you on speakerphone, please? Ah, great.
Now, Nora, what are we having for our dinner?
Stew,
yummy. So, what's this?
Stew.
This is the soup for the stew. So we're going to pour it all into the pot.
Yeah, okay. It's yummy.
It looks yummy. We're going to get a fork, just like Granny used to do. And we're going to add in some cold water to our soup.
Yeah, and it will be yummy in our tummy. And then we'll be... Wait, watch out for dripping!
That's okay. So we're going to stir. Can you help me stir?
Yeah.
Good girl. Once it gets a little hot, then Mommy will take over. Look in that pot over there. What have we got?
We've got carrots and cucumber.
Not cucumber. Carrots and
peas.
Parsnips. What are they?
Parsnips.
Say it again.
Parsnips.
And?
Carrots.
Carrots. And what's in this pot? Look up here. This one up here.
I don't know.
Turnip. Turnip. And we might add in some. Good girl. So carrots, parsnips, turnip, and potatoes.
And yes, put in the water.
More water into our soup.
And then we have to sew it.
Nora, remember, where do we live?
Ireland.
Tell me again, where do we live? In?
Ireland.
Ireland. What's the weather like here?
It's going to rain.
Very good. Do we have sun sometimes?
No.
No.
It's nighttime.
It's going to be nighttime soon, yeah. And tell me, what do you like about Ireland?
It's going to rain and sunny.
Do you like the food? No. Do you like the people in Ireland? You don't like the people in Ireland?
No.
What about all your family?
I don't like my family.
Oh dear, this is taking a turn for the worse.
Right then, while Susan's gone, I better start cooking this dinner.
This recipe's so old. It's actually 3,000 years old. Now, I could tell Josh I found this recipe in an ancient Celtic cookbook, but do you know what? The Celts wrote on stones instead of paper, so I don't think they would have made any cookbooks. Do you know who the Celts were, by the way? They weren't one group of people. They were really a collection of tribes that came from Central Europe. And over time, these tribes migrated and they spread across Europe, making new homes in parts of the world that are now known as Turkey or Spain, Britain, Ireland. We can actually read very old books that explain how the Celts arrived in Ireland about 2,500 years ago. And they brought a whole new way of life. They brought new languages like Breton and Gaelic. They brought new ways of making art. They showed the people who were already in Ireland how to make tools out of iron. They showed them how to build walls around their farms, to stop their cows and their sheep from running away and getting lost. And I'm pretty sure that the Celts were the first guys to do full-scale outdoor barbecues with a very clever invention of theirs, the cauldron. A cauldron is like a big, heavy cooking pot that hangs down over a fire. So no wonder everyone in Ireland started to use one. For a start, everyone in Ireland lights a fire almost every day of the year because the weather's so bad. They just poured in a little bit of water and they chucked in the vegetables you find growing around them, like turnips. And do you know what? I think that was the beginning of the famous Irish stew.
Are you all right?
What's that turnip doing in the hallway?
I pitched it because it was by the dog's bowl and I fell over it.
You fell over it?
Yes, because of all the mess in the kitchen.
I'm so sorry, Josh.
You will be. Right then, dinner's nearly ready. Can you set the table, please, Susan?
Me?
Yes, I've been cooking.
But just my foot hurts. It just fell over.
I don't care if your foot hurts. My foot hurts too. Now go and set the table, please.
Okay. I mean, it hurts when I walk.
Oh, you'll get over it.
Okay.
Right then, here it is. Irish stew.
Oh, thanks, Josh. I mean, it looks gorgeous, but...
Thank you very much.
It's very warm outside, Josh.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, it's very warm. I'm boiling.
I know, that's what I told you earlier.
Okay.
Now you wanted stew, now you eat stew. Get it down, yeah.
Do you know what you sound like, Josh?
What?
You sound just like an Irish mammy. Oh, Josh, do you know what? That's really, really good. Thanks, and I'm sorry.
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, it's
after all that.
I know.
After falling over all those turnips.
I'm so sorry, Josh. Really yummy. Thanks a million. Listen, would you show me how to make it myself sometime?
Show you how to make that?
Yeah.
After the disaster you had this morning?
I mean...
I don't think I could teach you anything, Susan.
Okay.
I tell you what, though.
What?
Nora and Claire wrote out the recipe for us and let us put it on the website. So you can go and find it on the website and so can everyone else. And then you can make it yourself.
I'm sure I'd give it a try. Thanks a million, Josh.
Listen, take this seriously.
Yeah, well, Bob, I'm just most respect to you, right? Just keep the high notes low. Love this one. Down, down, oh, that's this one. Ah, Bob, please.
Going on that night.
And you weren't playing.
It was cruising time for all the young bright lights. Just down past the gasworks by the meat factory door, you could see the five lamb boys were coming on strong.
The Saturday night they had already started, and the whole set of corner boys just sprang into action. And young Benny watched it by the yellow street light and said, tonight,
up all night, there's gonna be a fight. Traps have been sprung on before he was born, he said.
Hope bites the dust behind all closed doors.
Heard some ground ooze from a scab-crested sword. They're screaming and they're crying in the high-rise blocks. It's a rat trap. you need it bad enough.
You're young and good looking and you're acting kind of dumb.
It's Saturday night, come on, let's see what's going down. Put on the bright suit, Billy, head for the right side of town.
It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored.
You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more. You better find a way out.
Hey, kick down that door, it's a rat trap. And you've been caught. You don't write them like this anymore, Bob. In fact, your new stuff's brutal.
In this town, Billy says, everybody tries to tell you what to do.
Right enough, Bob. I had the foreman at me all day.
In this town, Billy says, everybody says you gotta follow rules.
Like taking a bath now and again, Bob.
Walk up the traffic lights.
Do.
You switch from left to right.
Do. You push on the button and the button goes at light.
It says walk.
Walk don't walk.
Yeah, walk.
Walk don't walk.
Come on, Billy,
talk.
With me.
Listen, Bob, if anyone's taking a walk here, boss, it's you.
It's misery.
Misery? You've been the one you haven't stopped whinging since you got here. You can get lost, get up the air, you smell of menti. Sugars, please, Bono.
Her mind's made up, she just walked down that road.
Hands in her pocket, coat buttoned against the cold.
She finally finds Bill down at the Italian cafe.
He's drunk, it's hard to understand what Billy says.
But then he mumbles in his coffee and he suddenly roars,
it's a rat trap, Bob.
And we've been
caught. I meant to ask you, as a friend, like, and all that, you know, do you have a mirror in your house? You don't. Well, you see, it's just that. Look, I think I should tell you. I think you've missed a few bits shaving.
What?
Now, honestly, it looks like you have two big long black snaps hanging out of your nose. And you, sir, mom, and all that. What? Red trap and milk crab in her pet flap. And you've been caught and put her side. I don't like Monday. Red trap. Go on out of that, mom.
Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.